lay there, peacefully chewing out all the sweet juice. I still got the beating, but the edge of his anger would be gone, and he didn't hit so hard.
Okay. We've heard about Ermansul's early life. He lived at the foot of a mountain in a very rural place called Boyaca. There were 5 children, his mom and his dad. His family lived off the land, meaning they grew crops to eat and kept animals for their eggs or meat. His dad sometimes earned money by selling wood. Ermansul went to a little one-room school. He had fun with his cousin, Jimmy, climbing trees and fishing in the river. He seemed to have had a pretty happy childhood, even though his dad would sometimes hit him. Let's keep reading on page 140 at the first paragraph where it says, "I thought my life would never change."
I thought my life would never change. But one night, when I was 7 years old, an army of men surrounded our house. They were tall and muscular, carrying guns. They had machetes hanging from their belts. There were dozens of them, maybe even 100. One of the biggest of them, wearing thick, heavy boots and toting a massive gun, pushed open the door of our house and came inside. He looked at us and at our house, and then he said, "You've got to go. Get out of here by tomorrow. I'm coming back. Don't be here." He didn't shout or push us around. He didn't have to. We couldn't argue with him. My parents and older brothers and sisters started packing up, grabbing whatever they could, trying to figure out what to take and what to leave. I didn't understand, but everyone was in too much of a rush to explain. Then I saw the rope. It was still hanging from its nail in my parents' room. My dad wasn't taking it. "Hey," I hissed at my brothers and sisters. "Hey, look!